Anybody else in the house?
Thank you.
Glad about you made it. You know we didn't deserve it. You're here by grace, by the mercy of God. Now you ought to be grateful. Because if he had served us like we're supposed to be, we've been long gone. Hallelujah. Praise God. So this is another day the Lord has made. And we're supposed to be rejoicing and be glad that he has given us another day to be in. Hallelujah. Because he could have left us in yesterday. But I'm glad, I don't know about you. He didn't leave me yesterday. But he brought me on into his new day he made for us today. Hallelujah. Praise God. One of these days we'll be too crowded for us. And he's going to take us out of this way. But we thank God for every moment. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's blessed us and done great things in our lives. The Lord is in this holy temple. Hallelujah. We come here to worship him. We praise God for Apazada Eldridge Gist. And her assistant today, Eldridge Green. He's got in. We've got two other preachers in the house. All right. Elder Lewis and Minister Bess. Aunt Owen Bush. She's looking different today for some reason. So we thank God for everybody. Then we praise God for the farmer. Our ushers. Yes, mothers and deacons and officers of the church and everybody else whose name was not yet called or in the position, that's you, the lady person. We praise God for you. Everybody's important. Everybody's special. Everybody's somebody. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God don't love one no better than love the other. Praise God. And he keeps on blessing us in spite of ourselves. Hallelujah. So he know that you are his. And God loves his people. You are his handmaid. Praise God. Hallelujah. What time is it?
Good news time.
God's word is good news. Hallelujah. And it's good news in this bad news world. Hallelujah. Anybody can stand some good news today?
Amen.
God, the world out here shows supplying us a plenty of that bad news. Hallelujah. Getting worse and worse all the time. Hallelujah. Perilous time. At the end time, perilous time will come. And I believe we're in those days right now. Hallelujah. From the book of St. John, the fifth chapter. St. John, the fifth chapter. St. John, book of the Gospels, St. John. Father, in the name of Jesus, stand here, you, the spiritual man, the ram, physical man. We put them all into your care that you may use it for your glory. Send forth your word. It was what we need to hear this day that will bring us in line with your will. We come to do your will and not ours. Although our heart and mind sometimes desire to do what we want to do, we ask you to give us the right mind, the right heart, that we will follow what you said and not what we want. In Jesus' name, amen. Are we there? Okay. St. John 5th chapter, verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue, Bethesda, having five porches. And these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel came down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying, he knew he had been there now a long time. In that case, he said unto him, "Will thou be made whole?" Okay. The other man said, "Answering, sir, I have no one to put me. I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another step down before him." Okay. Let's stop there. Ask the person sitting there, you say, "Neighbor, how long you been waiting? This is a thing we had to deal with because the devil gonna put it in your mind. He's gonna throw the word in your mind, but not exactly like the word's supposed to be. But he'll dress it up enough that you believe he's telling the whole truth. But yet he's not telling you the whole truth. And so he puts the idea of you sometimes giving up on God's deliverance, giving up on his glory that he promised, giving up on help, hope, deliverance. We just give up. But you got to remember the word said that we got to suffer. And the reason that we got to suffer is because of what happened in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. Because at first, man did not have to suffer. Man didn't even have to work. Didn't have to do anything but manage the garden. Okay. And didn't have to water it. Just took care of it. God sent a mist that kept the garden fresh. Okay. It wasn't until after the two of them eaten of the fruit that they were told not to eat of. Okay. When they disobeyed that, it caused death and sickness, diseases and hurt and harm. All the bad things that was not brought into the world now comes into the world. Okay. And because of that, we have to die once to die. But after that, we will be delivered into having eternal life. Hallelujah. But we got to know how to wait, because God will surely perform what he said he would do. God is man, not a man, that he should lie. Okay. And when he says it, it's done. Because his words create, his word delivers, his words give us the victory that we need. We got to learn how to receive it and to see past what the enemy has in store for us and see what God has said in his word is already happening for you. You're just looking for it in the wrong way. All right? We don't have to see it to have it. All right? You don't have to see it to have it. All right? A lot of things we have in our bodies and in our lives that we don't see. Right? Some people have walked around with the disease and didn't find out they had until they died. Well, they didn't find out that they died, but we found out, and someone found out just at the time before they died. Okay, so you don't have to see it to have it. All right. Because that's what faith is. All right, the certain things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. When you call it into existence by faith, by the word of God, we will overcome. David said in Psalms 27, I would have fainted had I not seen the Lord, the blessing of him in the land of the living. Okay, so then he said, then wait on the Lord. And while you're waiting, be of good courage. While we going to be in a good courage, that's showing that we believe that God has done what he said he would do. Hallelujah, praise God. So be of good courage. Keep your mind, your soul elevated, looking to the hills from which cometh your help, knowing that God said he will bring us through. He'll bring us out of it. Whatever it is that we're in, he will bring us out of it. He'll take us to it. He'll take us out of it. And he knows all that you are capable of handling. He knows everything, every thought in your mind and in your heart for everything to happen. So he said, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. How long? Ask somebody, how long you been waiting? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody said, I've been waiting a week. Somebody said, I've been waiting a month. Somebody said, I've been waiting 5 years. So keep on waiting. Okay, and keep on holding on to God's unchanging hand, because he's going to help you make it through whatever it is, whatever mountain you might have to turn it through or climb. He's going to give you the strength to do it. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. So you're going to be joyful while you're going through. We ain't going through complaining. See, we choose to complain. All right? But we need to choose to be joyful. Because the joy that you have from coming from the Lord is going to supply your strength that you need to go through this mountain, to climb the mountain, to cross the ocean, or whatever it is the task might be. Hallelujah. Knowing that God wants to be like David when he was facing Goliath. Little lad, about 14 years old. All he had was some rocks or stone, smooth stone, hallelujah, and a slingshot. And here's this 9-foot-and-a-half tall giant standing there before him. He's about 3 or 4 feet high. And this man is 9.5 feet. Towering into the air with a big shield and a sword in his hand. And then he had the army, Philistine army, backing him up. But David said, "You come to me with your sword and your spear, and I come in the name of the Lord of hosts." Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And this day, I say, I take your head from your carcass. Yeah. Hallelujah. He knew what God promised, and he knew to trust in God, not to move ahead of God, but move with God. Hallelujah. Jesus and his disciples had been traveling, and they met the woman at the well. At least Jesus did, while they were gone in town. And so she was told everything she's done by the Lord. And then we find ourselves in this fifth chapter, saying after that occasion of the woman at the well, this woman, as you may know, had 5 husbands, and the number 6th one wasn't hers, but she had 5, and they said, and the one you got now, could mean it must have been 6, is not yours. Jesus, at that time, there was a feast going on that the Jews carry on annually. And Jesus went up there to join them in the feast. And we find here that they're at the Jerusalem by the sheep market, a pool. Now, this doesn't mean that the pool was in the sheep market, okay? But it said it was by the sheep market. It's in the area. Maybe like the house on my right and on my left, and the house across in front of us. They be like by Central Heights Church. They're not in the church, but they're around it. So here we find that the sheep market there in the city of Jerusalem, where this pool was located. So it's there so that you know where to go. You got God's word to go to. Whatever problem you have, you can take it to the Lord in prayer. Whatever the cause may be, Jesus said, invite you to bring it to me. whatever your shortcomings are. Jesus said, you don't have to handle it. Give it to me. Come unto me, all of you that burden and are heavily laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my look is easy, my burdens of light. So Jesus invites us to take his load and give us our load. But we choose to carry our load. Your load is heavier than Jesus. First of all, it's heavier than Jesus because you can't handle it. But Jesus can. Okay? He's already paid the price. He already done the deed. Hallelujah. And fixed it so you can overcome. So we find here at the sheep market, a pool in the vicinity, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. So this is like having a shelter part and then five wings coming out from it. So people can gather around the pool. Now, it says that in the gate, in the area, there was a great multitude of folk that were blind, some was halt, some was withered, and all of them were waiting. All right. Remember now, everybody didn't have the same thing. Okay. But everybody had something. All right. And we look at people and say, they don't never have this, they don't never have that. You don't know what other problem they got. That may be greater than what you got. And so here, they're there in the pool, laid by the pool, these impotent people. It said a multitude. Okay, so about like them crowding around us, I guess, as I saw this weekend, people at the golf tournament. All of those people standing out there in that sun. And then they had to walk where the ball goes. They there. And so here, these multitude of people who were sick of some kind of disease. Some were born blind. Some may have gotten blind since being here. Some was halt. They couldn't walk. They couldn't do much things on their own because they were paralyzed in some areas. And whether they were withered, okay, gotten weak over the years. We've been waiting and we're getting weak over the years. But don't give up. Keep it on waiting. Your day is coming. Your season is coming. And when your season comes, you shall be delivered. We're already in the second season of this year. Two more seasons to go. Your season is yet to come. Amen. Tell somebody your season is coming. Just wait on it. You can't have it before the season get here. You got to get it after the season comes. And while the season is lasting, you need to get all you can get. They're going to move on to the next season. And another group of people are going to be blessed. Hallelujah. And all that you don't get, somebody else might get it. And stop saying what's mine is mine. It ain't yours until you get it. Amen. And you got some things to do to get it. Okay, it might be yours, what's mine is mine. It may be yours, but if you don't never get it, it must not have been yours. You gave it away. So here, they were waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel came down at a certain season into the pool and covered the water. And then whosoever first, after the covering of the water, stepped in was made whole. Whatever disease he had. You don't need a multitude of specialists. You just need one specialist. And that's Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You don't need a multitude. All you need is the Word of God. See, Jesus is the Word. Hallelujah. So all you need is the Word of God. Amen. Know that God said he will deliver. Yes. Know that God said he'll bring you out. Yes. And he will take your feet out of that marl clay and establish them on a rock to stay. Jesus will do it for him if you just keep on waiting. Don't worry about how long you've been waiting. Just say that my day is yet to come. And I'm looking for a better day. This day I'm in now gonna soon be gone, but I'm looking for a better day on tomorrow. Hallelujah, I'm looking for a bright day because the sun is shining. Though it might be raining outside, the sun still shines above the clouds. The cloud may be blocking your view from seeing the Son of God. But keep on waiting. Keep on looking. Jesus is still there because the day is there. You can see the rays of the sun even through the cloud. He just dark and askew your way. Your vision, but know that the Word of God is still standing. Jesus is our hope and our deliverer. And I heard him say to the man, there was a certain man that had been there 38 years. Tell somebody that's a long time. If some can answer this, longer than somebody been living this in here. That's been a long time. Been sick 38 years. How long have you been sick? Hallelujah. How long you been spiritually sick? How long somebody been spiritually sick ever since you've been born? You might be 50 and still haven't gotten Jesus in your life as Lord and Savior. You might even be 60, still hadn't got him. And you're like, how long will you wait? Hallelujah. Are you waiting for death to come? Or are you waiting for something else to happen? Hallelujah. Jesus wants to help you through your problems. He wants to help you. And because he said, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Whatever it is, cast it in the Lord's hand. All right, these men had been there 38 years when Jesus saw him lying and knew that he had been now a long time in this case. You see, Jesus know all about your troubles. Jesus know all about you can't handle, and he knows what you can't handle. See, the man didn't tell him. Jesus knew. When he looked at him, that he'd been there a long time. Hallelujah. Because his eyes are on the sparrow. And I know he watches over us. Hallelujah. When Jesus saw him lying there, knowing been there a long time, he said, in this case, he said to him, "Will thou be made whole?" Now you've been waiting for a long time. The question is, will you be made whole? Hallelujah. Say, neighbor. The question is, will you be made whole? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you claiming your healing? Your spiritual healing? Your mental healing? Your physical healing? Your medical healing? Are you claiming all of this? Are you claiming the disease? All right. The doctor said you got it, so you said, "I got it." Oh, no. We need to start saying, "I got it," and saying, "The doctor said so." Okay. I don't have it, because if I had it, I'll give it away or throw it away somewhere. Burn it up one. But it's on my back. And I need to do what the word said, leap from a joy.
Yeah.
Start leaving.
Yeah.
Leap in your mind. Leap in your spirit. Leap in your soul. Leap your way out of this. So this inner man answered, "Sir, I have no one man." Don't have nobody. Ain't nobody helping me. Ain't got nobody. Have you heard that before? I ain't got this, I ain't got that. You forgot you got the Lord. And if you got the Lord, you got everything. Okay. All right. Remember, you don't have to see it to have it. But the earth said the Lord said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And they that dwell therein. For he founded upon the seas and established upon the floods. Okay. You God's children. And it means you have everything, because everything belongs to your Father. I ain't got no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. Somebody been waiting for somebody else to get them into salvation. When you get saved, I get saved. That's a bad policy, Father. Because you may be gone tomorrow, and I'm still here. And you died unsaved. Okay, who's you waiting on? How long are you been waiting? But why I am coming? Another step down before me. Whenever I thought thinking about the Lord, whenever I thought thinking about doing the right thing, somebody in that church messed up. They do something and hurt my feelings. And so I'm not going to go back to the church right away. I'm going to wait a week, and the week turned into a month, into a year. Yeah, it is 10 years later, and you still waiting. Okay. I've come another step down before me. Jesus said unto him, "Rise up, take up thy bed, and walk." So you ain't got to wait for nobody else. Take up your own bed. Get up out of your own mess. You laying in that bed all day long in misery, laying there complaining, laying there wishing and hoping and doing everything but rejoicing. That is everything bad. How long you been waiting there? How long you been laying there in that bed waiting for somebody else to come get you out of it? Now, after 38 years, looked like he would have figured out a way to get in there better than that. Get there earlier so he can be right at the pool. All right, and then he can, if he couldn't walk, he can just roll in there. All right. Jesus said to him, get up, take your bed up, and walk. You don't need nobody else. As long as you got Jesus, somebody said, I don't need nobody else. Jesus is all that we need. And the man immediately was made whole and took up his bed and walked, hallelujah, on the same day was the Sabbath. Hallelujah. He got up, right, and took up his miseries and walked. I don't need to lay on any longer. I don't have to lay down in misery. I can get up and do whatever I can, but with the Lord being my helper, Lord being our God, and everything will work out. Yes, Lord. Amen, amen. And Jesus and the Jews therefore said it to him that was cured, it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. The Lord. He answered them and said, the man made me whole. The same man that made me whole told me to take up my bed and walk. Then they asked him about who was it, and he didn't know. Do you know who delivered you, or was it something? Do you know who's talking to you, or is it something? We said, something said to me. Who is this something? What is that something? Right? If the Holy Spirit say the Holy Spirit told you. But make sure you're saying what the Holy Spirit told you. Yeah. Something, he's not a something, he's a somebody. He's the Spirit of God. He's our means of salvation. That's the only way you can get to God is through his Spirit. He does the talking for us. He does the bargaining for us. When you call on the Lord, the Holy Spirit intercedes and tells God exactly what it is you need. Because you don't know what you need or even want. Amen. Okay, so wait for the Lord. Don't worry about what day it is. Jesus saved you and saved people every day. Okay. He wants you to come the day you hear his voice. Harden not your heart. That's the Holy Spirit speaking to him and saying, now's your day. This is your season to be saved. If there are someone here today that needs salvation, need Jesus in your life, when he comes, because he's coming, tell two people he's coming. Yeah, he's coming. Are you ready? And he's coming, and he's coming some soon morning or some soon day. He's coming. All right. Will you be ready? The man's waiting 38 years. He finally got ready when he sought Jesus. He was looking for the wrong help. We're looking for somebody that we know come and help us. But Jesus is there to help you 24/7. You can call him anytime. The line is never busy. And it doesn't matter whether 10 billion people call him at the same time. It ain't busy. He can hear all 10 billion at the same time and waiting on another 10 billion. That's on hold. Will you come? Will you come? Invitation is extended. And preach the invitation that extended that one came forth to be saved. And words of the angels are rejoicing. Of one, the 99 that didn't need no repentance. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Remember, you don't need nobody else to have a party. You can have it by yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, that's the way your spent come. And you rejoicing with the Lord and in the Lord for all he continues to do. And Jesus will. He said he would. And I believe it. It's already done. It may not be done the way I want it to be done, but it's done. And it's all working, as Elder Green already read today to you. All working for your good. And when we start looking at that, everything's going to be better for us. And knowing that it's going to be for my good, so I can handle this. And I can handle it with joy. Because somewhere down the road, it's a blessing in store for me. Hallelujah. And whatever else I'm left with is I'm left with because God said it's needful in my life for me to make it in. Hallelujah. God bless you.
We thank God today for this worship experience. We thank God for the move of God in this place on today. We just give him the glory, honor, and praise. Praise God. And if there's nothing else to claim our attention, all minds and hearts satisfied, not clear, but satisfied. Praise the Lord. We don't want your minds empty, clear, but satisfied. Praise God. Let us stand.
Let everybody say amen. Let everybody say amen.
Let
everybody say
amen. May the grace of our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ, rest, rule, and abide with us henceforth, now, and forever. Let us all say amen.